Welcome back to our program here on the Talk Station, FM 107 and AM 1240. We are honored to have with us today HNE3 Mason Trainum, who's with us today, and I understand aboard the USS Kearsarge. And HN Trainum, thank you for being with us today.
It's a pleasure.
Good to have you with us here today. Tell us a little bit about what you do in the Navy.
I'm a hospital corpsman. I'm with the Fleet Marine Force. So mm-hmm. I work with the Marines instead of just with the Navy.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, almost like a medical assistant. Basically, I'll see sick call, give shots, stuff like that.
Right.
Help out with whatever the MOs or higher-ups need done.
Okay. So how long have you been in the Navy?
Coming up in October will be 3 years.
3 years? Is this your first deployment, or is this your first time out on a float?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, well, what do you think so far? How long has it taken you to get your sea legs out there?
It took about, 2 days
mm-hmm.
first, but it's not bad. It's better than I thought.
Yeah. What were your expectations? You thought it would be a little bit more difficult or more cramped or what?
Yeah, I thought it'd be a little more cramped, but I wasn't sure if I'd get seasick or not, but I don't, so I'm happy about that.
That's a good thing. All right, where are you from originally there, HN?
I was born in upstate New York, in Watertown.
Watertown, New York. Okay. What's that like? How big a town is that?
It's like, I guess, medium-sized city, kind of like right between, like, the city and the country side.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. Did you join the Navy right out of high school?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. What made you choose the Navy over, or even just the military at all? I mean, how did you come to that decision?
Basically, like, hey, I can get training, and I can also get paid while I do it. And hey, when's the next time? Like, I can just do a bunch of different like stuff while I'm there, and basically get paid for it. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then I can use that training later on.
Yeah, you bet.
You can get tuition assistance and all that good stuff.
How about as far as going in as a hospital corpsman? I mean, was this something that you had any experience with before, or is this entirely new?
No, not at all.
Mm-hmm. Well, what kind of...
What's that?
Go ahead.
It's basically like, I wasn't sure what I really wanted to do, so I just kind of basically after taking my test and see what jobs were available, and then I just went with the one that seemed like I could get the most out of, and it seemed like the most interesting, because like with the medical field, there's so many different, I guess, subcategories they can go into, like there's like surgical, and then there's just basic medical, and then there's like the lab part, and there's so many different parts and so many different ways you can go from just the beginning.
Yeah, and also there's so many different options for you, too, once you're out of the Navy, too. I mean, this is some great training. Is this something that you're continually, like, taking classes for and updating some of your training so that it can be more useful to you later?
I'm working on it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just taking it as it goes by. I'm planning on taking more classes and stuff like that.
Right.
But I'm just working on some other stuff right now, like, trying to get qualified for warfare devices right now.
We're trying to get qualified? I didn't catch that last part. For what?
Warfare devices.
Okay. And so that's a qualification that takes a while to get done? Or?
Yeah, depending on which one it is, but some take longer than others.
Mm-hmm. Well, as when you joined the Navy, have you spent all your time around Marines and helping to take care of Marines during this since you've been in?
Basically, besides my initial training.
Well, coming from upstate New York.
I've been here the whole time.
Yeah, coming from upstate New York, where is your initial training? Where did you go first report to?
First I was up in northern Illinois.
Mm.
And then I came down to North Carolina after that. And then I've been there ever since.
Okay, all right. So as you work with it, what do you find is to me the most maybe the most difficult part of your job now as a hospital corpsman?
It's just that you never know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. You take care of whatever comes in the door.
Every day is like going to be different.
Yeah. All right. And have you become pretty good at giving shots? Because not everybody can do that very well.
Yeah. I'm good at that. I can also take blood pretty good, too. I don't miss very often, maybe once every couple months.
All right.
The veins are really, really small.
Yeah, yeah, that's an art. That's a science and an art combined. I think it's a hard skill, I think. So that's a skill, too, that can help you out if you should choose a medical field down the line. Is that something you think maybe once I've done a tour or two in the Navy that you might want to continue in this kind of field?
Yeah, I'd like to continue. It's pretty fun. Like, I enjoy it a lot.
Mm-hmm. Do you work with a lot in your unit, or are you working by yourself a lot? How's that work?
Basically, depending on where you're at and the time of day and like what's going on, you work within a group in the medical group. Sometimes you just work by yourself. Sometimes you gotta do stuff in a group depending on
right.
what you're doing.
Well, on board the ship, is it different for you as since you're attached to Marines on land? I mean, is it different for you once you're on ship with the other sailors who are already assigned to that ship?
A little bit, just because you're just not used to having them there, but then it's just about the same.
Mm-hmm. And how long do you anticipate being in the Navy? Do you think this will be something you want to stay with for several tours or what?
Yes, I would.
Yeah. And you said growing up in upstate New York, is that where you have family in that area now?
Yeah, I have my dad lives up there.
Mhm. Are you able to have you been able to be in touch with him at all since you've been on the ship for this float?
Not since I've been on. But I talked to him right before.
Right. And on this deployment, how long is you're expecting this deployment to last, or do you know?
Depends on how everything goes.
You know, when we communicate like this from ship to shore, it's pretty remarkable. I mean, we didn't used to have this kind of a good communication you probably may have heard from others, older timers there too. But did you have any other family that was ever in the military?
Yeah, I did. My grandpa was in the Army.
And did you hear any stories, or did that influence you about joining? Or
no, he died when I was little.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do you like to do in your off time?
Go to beach, fishing, stuff like that.
Have you been fishing in this area?
A little bit. Not a whole lot.
Well, that's something you have to work on. You have to do a little bit more of that as you get back here. How about when you were growing up? What was the kind of things you did for fun?
Like stuff like that and hiking. Going out in the woods, you know, go hiking, and then did track in high school.
Okay. Now that you're on the ship and on this floater, do you all participate in some lot of training going on during that time, or are you busy in the?
What was that?
Are you busy with your MOS on the floater, or are you doing a lot of training, or how does that work?
It varies day to day. Some days it's really busy, sometimes it's not.
Now, I understand that you have a relative, though, a distant relative, or that's on this float with you.
Yes, I do.
How'd you find out about that?
Just coincidence. Basically, we're talking on Facebook right beforehand. He's asking how I was doing, and I let him know where it's going. And he's like, hey, I'm going too. And then I was like, and then we'll have to find each other eventually.
Have you run into him?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. So I understand that you also had relatively short time to prepare for this float.
I did.
When did you hear about it?
It's like, how did I hear about it?
I mean, when did you get chosen? I mean, you say it's short notice. What does that mean, short notice?
Short notice is basically like a short time prepare, basically. If you want to go, basically you got to get ready real quick and get everything packed up and get ready to go.
Yeah. So you didn't have as much time as others to get ready for it, huh?
No, not at all.
Oh. Okay. All right. Well, we want to thank you for joining us today and talking to us a little bit about what's going on board the ship and for this deployment. And I hope that it all works out well for you and you hurry back home.
I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you again speaking to us today from the USS Kearsarge.